You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Assistive Technology and Disability Conference here in Anaheim, California. And I have found the one and only Mike May. How are you?
I'm good. One and only Dave Williams.
Indeed. Just for folk in the UK who don't know you, just talk a bit about you. I mean, you've been in this industry for so long. I always think of you as kind of Mr. Accessible GPS, you know, because you've had a lot to do with that.
Pretty much what I've been working on since the late 90s. And it's, you know, I'm still working on it. These days, it's more indoor navigation, and there's all sorts of new technology coming out around that. Good Maps, I worked for 4 years, and they're well established in the UK. There's other techniques that are coming out. I was just in London, and I think people may have know about Make Sense technology, and they have a navigation device that's coming out. There's just a lot of different devices emerging that are all based around AI.
Do you have anything specific that you're hoping to share with folk here at conference this week?
Well, you know, a big part of it, Dave, is just running into people like you, and you know, I've always wanted my People Finder app to catch hold. I mean, if people don't know about it, there's one called People Finder Lite, but we all have to be running it, and then it works within Bluetooth range, so you can know who else is in the room, but they have to be running the app. But that networking is a big part of coming to the conference. There's always people that I like to catch up with. And then it's fun to run into people that I'm not necessarily looking for, but just randomly run into.
Are there any specific individuals, organizations, products, or services that you're hoping to connect with this time?
Well, a big thing I've been interested in was hands-free use of our camera devices. So we have Aira and Be My Eyes and Good Maps and all these devices using cameras. Wouldn't it be nice to have a camera on the chest like the new Humane pin that's coming out, having glasses? You know, we have the Envision AI glasses. I'm doing a presentation with them on hands-free devices on Wednesday, and there's another company, Celeste, that's here with camera glasses. So I think that's something that's really going to leverage all of our different apps.
And just tell us about that presentation. What's the kind of going to be your big message there?
Well, it's always about having options and choices, because we don't all need the same thing. We don't have the same budget. So I really want to present what I know of as some of the different options for devices that are coming out. I'm very excited about the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. These are in dollars, $300, 225 pounds or so. And they are attractive, they record, they can do Facebook Live, they have really good video recording, and I like recreational recording for my family or friends or activities, and being able to share that with people. And as a blind guy, I want to have the camera straight, and when it's on your head, chances are it probably will be. So these Ray-Ban Metas are exciting. They're not yet able to work with something like Aira Be My Eyes, but I'm talking to Facebook folks, Meta folks here at the conference to see if they'll maybe move in that direction.
Okay, and of course you can get Good Maps from your favorite app store. And
you know, there's three versions of Good Maps.
Yeah, do you want to just talk us through it? Yeah, let's clear that up.
There's Good Maps, and then it's parentheses indoor navigation, which is the one that's the latest, it's their version 2. Then there's Good Maps Explore, which was the version 1, the older version, and the maps are different for each one. So you want to know that you're using the right app to match the right maps. And then there's my favorite, Good Maps Outdoors, because that's one that I started as CNI GPS back in 2012.
RNIB Navigator, of course.
RNIB Navigator, yeah. same app. So yep. I used it when I was in London, and hooked up with our buddies at the George, and found my way back to my hotel with it. So I love a good outdoor navigation app.
Yeah, and that one works really well. You know, sometimes you just have to switch it on and lock your phone, and away you go, right? You don't always have to plot a route. So just having those little audio cues as you're moving around, obviously safely.
Yeah.
You know, these things are augmentative. You know, you're I always feel like I have to say, you know, make sure that you are focused on the people and the environment around you and using your cane or your guide yes. dog, whatever it is, right? But actually, once you're comfortable with those skills, then actually having that augmented experience where you've got those extra audio cues is so helpful.
And there's always room for improvement, so yep. I'm hoping Good Maps Outdoors get some improvements and the indoor navigation technology gets stronger and better, but this is where we talk about those things.
Do you know, I have to tell you, a moment of personal privilege. The first book I ever bought on Audible was Crashing Through.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still available,
well, thank
I
you.
Think.
That's a real treat to hear.
There you go. So I'm sure Mike May's book available in all good bookstores, right?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic to see you, Mike. I know you're a busy busy fella, and have a great conference. And this is Dave Williams with Mike May at the California State University 2024.